So I was in New York for September 11th, or as I like to refer to it, the week football stopped. Yeah. That's right. You know that there was somebody who was fucking, they couldn't complain out loud, but you know somebody was in their fucking truck 5 days later going, God damn it, come on now. I mean, what the hell? Okay, I understand, you know, the people lost their lives and boo-hoo, I get it, and we got to heal and all that bull crap, but come on now, just pick up a goddamn football and play. What? I'm 3,000 goddamn miles away. Can't you play a goddamn football game? I got nothing left in my life. I got all these snacks. But yeah, so I want to tell you a few stories about being there during that time. I can't go into the whole thing, obviously, but for government purposes, they won't allow me. I saw some shit, man. No, it was, you know, suffice it to say, it was really fucked up, the most surreal thing I've ever experienced. It was crazy. And but there were a couple things that were really interesting, and I'll let you get that. And just let them know. It's just answer it and go, hi, I'm an asshole, I forgot to turn off the cell phone, and then click, and then how do people not know anymore? Maybe like within the first couple months after cell phones came out, I can understand that, like, oh, sorry. But it's been fucking years. Figure it out. Fucking turn, it's a button. Put the button. There you go. Anyway. So yeah, I was I should also preface this by saying that I live in the downtown Lower Manhattan area, whatever you call it, but below 14th Street, which was the, like, demilitarized zone area where they, like, you couldn't, you know, the whole island was, like, sealed for 5 days, and then you couldn't get in or out, you know, for five fucking days. It was really weird, and, like, beyond 14th Street, nobody else could come below 14th Street. Like, any of our friends who lived, like, on 22nd Street or whatever, who wanted to meet at a bar, you'd have to go up there and visit them because they couldn't get past. And then we'd have to show, like, ID and proof of residency to get past the, you know, National Guard, which was all over 14th Street, up and down, you know, and just all there with their Humvees and their, you know, rifles and machine guns and shit. And all in camouflage, of course, which was, you know, that's that way. Yeah, that way the terrorists won't see them in the thick jungle brush of 14th Street, you know, which I still have problems getting through. I mean, you know, it's difficult for me. I live there, you know, I still have to get a local village boy to help me, you know, guide me through, you know. Coca-Cola? American Coca-Cola, huh? And then off he goes. He takes it. He's so happy to have the sugar water, and he just runs barefoot up the tree, scampers with his machete, like, yes, come on, yes, massa. Oh, you know, and off he goes, cutting vines down, and, oh, a coconut, a fresh coconut, and then he and I will sit under the palm fronds and watch the sunset on 12th Street, and it's beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful. So, it was fucked up, but there are a couple little things I can relate, and the one is, it was exactly 2 weeks to the day, and I was actually on my way to the airport to come here, which I'll talk about later, but it was 2 weeks to the day, and I should also say that the entire area where I live in the East Village, which is already kind of a chatty place where everybody knows everybody and talks to everybody, but it was absurd. I mean, everybody was doing, and it's understandable, but everybody was being super chatty. Everybody's talking to everybody, and you know, it's that thing where you go through this horrific event, and then you just kind of push it out of your head, and you try to deny it's there, and you overcompensate, and everybody's walking around like, hey, how's it going? How you doing today? Good, good. Oh, what a lovely baby. Here's a dollar. Okay, bye-bye. You know, everybody, just stranger. Everybody's walking around, you know, it's, you know, like some weird version of Our Town or something, you know, And you know, it was like you know, those English musicals from the 50s, you know, where everybody's like fucking jumping in the streets and stuff. It was like that, where like people are doffing hats to each other and, you know, picking up a tomato from an Italian grocer, you know. Hello, Giuseppe. I'll pay you Tuesday for a tomato today. I will. I'll make it a beautiful day. You know, just this whole thing that everybody was going through, and just So I'm walking across the park, and I get to Avenue A, and this is like the first, this is the first time like I really like smiled, you know. And I get to the park, and I see this sanitation truck coming down the street, and it's moving really slowly, like markedly slowly, and I'm like, wow, that's weird. It's got that open back, you know, so it's like vibrating and chugging along, but it's not really moving very much. And it's like just spewing all these like weird liquids, and you know, buffalo wings and diapers are falling out of it, you know. And there's this, you know, and it's just moving really slowly. I'm like, why is it moving so slowly? And I look at the guy who's driving it, because it's got that open door thing, like a mail truck, you know, so you can see him. He's in there with his, like, nasty, stained, one-piece sanitation slash rave wear outfit, you know, going down the street. And so I'm seeing all this at once, and in a matter of seconds, I go, oh, why is it moving so slowly? What's that guy looking at? And I see that he's looking at this girl who's on the street next to me, walking down the street. And I see what he's doing is he's driving parallel to her, and he's trying to pick her up. The guy in the trash truck. You know, sitting there going, hey, mom, come on. Give me a smile, baby. Come on, pretty, pretty. Give me a smile, baby. Come on, pretty. Turn that shit upside down for me, man. Make our day, baby. Come on. You know, for real. And, like, I'm looking at this thinking, you know, what? Like, she's going to sit there and go, say... I like you. You know, like that's gonna happen, you know, and but you know, everybody's got that fucking, you know, that one friend or friend of a friend who's got that annoying attitude, that, you know, gung ho go for it attitude, you know, that guy's like, hey man, whatever. You know, that's fine, you know. I mean, you could live your life the way you wanna live it, whatever. Stay indoors, play your video games, read your books, whatever, but no, man. I mean, I go for it. See what I'm saying? I mean, I make life happen, okay? It's not going to happen by just sitting around, you know? I go out there and I experiment. I'm a facilitator, okay? You see what I'm saying? I facilitate, you know? I set up a domino chain reaction. Wherever I go, I lay out dominoes. I lay out figurative dominoes in a figure eight pattern that eventually come back to me. Sometimes it's an onk, and sometimes it might be like a Mobius strip type of thing. But regardless, nonetheless, I set up a chain of events, you see, and I hold the last domino. So when I want, click, domino, click, 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 and it comes back to me. Thus, a domino effect is in effect. I call it the domino effect, you know? That's what I'm saying, you know? I make things happen. I go for it, you know? You know, whatever, man. I'll ask 100 chicks, you know? Maybe get 99 no's. That's fine. Slide it on, whatever. Maybe that 100 chick likes to fuck on a pile of trash. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Yeah.